This is the KPTZ Compass, your local news magazine for the Northeast Olympic Peninsula. This week on the Compass, we dive into a sewer system controversy in Port Hadlock and come up smelling like an ecological rose. And now we go inside the Compass. Craig Durgan is an engineer, businessman, and active member of a controversial movement to get a sewer system built in Port Hadlock. Jefferson County calls its unofficial members the Sewer Working Group. We begin by asking Craig what all the fuss is about.
Has there been much controversy about this sewer project? You have people kicking back about anything?
There have been some opposition from some people, most of which don't even live where the sewer is going to be placed. Few of them live in Hadlock, but the sewer isn't going to go where they live. And then there were some people that lived, one of them lives down in, I believe, in Quillacene. And I'm not really sure why they got involved in opposition to something like that. I guess you'd have to coin a new term. You know, you have NIMBY, not in my backyard. Well, this would be not in my state. I don't know. I mean, you have to kind of wonder what their interest is. Why are they really opposed to it?
Is it your sense that most of the homeowners in the Port Hadlock area, particularly the urban growth area, are in favor of this, are happy about it?
I think it's a mixed bag out in the residential area. I don't know. This opposition group has tried to stir people up and make them believe that they were going to have to pay a lot of money for something that they didn't need. We intentionally focused this sewage treatment area to the businesses and the high density residential, because that's who needs the sewer, at least initially. If it goes out into the rural areas where you have single family homes, it will be at a much later date, and it will be something that those people will have to petition for. I don't believe the county has any intention of putting it into the single family home areas, but they do want to expand on affordable housing, and affordable housing is usually, you know, apartment buildings. Right now, to build an apartment building, I mean, it's a major complex. If you build an apartment building with 100 people, it's like you're building 100 homes, but it's condensed. It doesn't have the land to put in a proper drain field. So that's why you go to a sewage treatment plant.
How and why did you get involved in the Port Hadlock sewer project?
I got involved because I'd bought a piece of property in the Hadlock urban growth area, and a month after I bought it, it was downzoned from industrial, light industrial, to rural residential, one house on 10 acres. And the reason for that was because the designation of the urban growth area was appealed by a group called Irondale Community Action Neighbors to the Growth Management Hearings Board. The Growth Management Hearings Board heard the case and ruled that Port Hadlock can be designated an urban growth area, but that until it has a sewer, which is one of the urban levels of service that are needed, that it could not have urban zoning. So the county rolled all the zoning back to what it had been before the designation of Hadlock as an urban growth area. So the property that I bought as light industrial, 1 month later, turns into a building site, and it's next to a rock crusher and a cement plant. Not the most ideal place to build a house. And I didn't buy it to build a house anyway. I bought it to build actually more storage at the time. I'm not sure what I'm going to build there now because it's 15 years later. So this has been going on for 15 years. So I went and talked to a bunch of the property owners in what they called the core area of Hadlock, which is the business district. And we got 80% of the property owners to sign a petition to ask the county to look into building the sewer. And so that was 3 years ago. And now the county has gotten pretty much all of the funding they need. Final design is coming later this year. They've actually let contracts for the membrane bioreactor, which is the treatment part of the sewage treatment plant. But next year, they should be able to let contracts out and start awarding contracts and start construction, hopefully, and have it finished by the end of 2023.
Is that a given, or is there still anything up in the air in terms of whether it'll actually happen?
So in any large project like this, there's no real givens, but they do come out with an extensive timeline. And the current timeline is to have the sewer completed toward the end of 2023. So the first thing you need to do is get a final design. Then you need the money. Then you need to bid out the project and then award the bids. Of course, sometimes if someone's not happy with the award, they can go to court to try to change that. So that would maybe slow it down. I don't really anticipate too many other issues. There's always in any project, there's change orders. For instance, if they were trenching and ran into some big buried boulder or something and had to blast it out of the way, that would certainly be a change order and it might slow things down. But talking to some of the excavating contracts in the area, they've never run across something like that. There may be other unforeseen things that come along. For instance, if they were digging and ran into a whole bunch of Indian artifacts, you can't just give a guarantee, but you do develop a timeline. And right now it's looking to be completed at the end of 2023.
Okay. Now I've got several questions for you. You're about to tell us a lot of facts about the Port Hadlock Sewer Project, but let's start with the fake news. What are some of the false rumors that you've heard about the project? Things that people are saying that just aren't true.
Well, people are saying that they would be required to hook up even if they're outside the area that's to be sewered. That's not true. As a matter of fact, the ordinances will still have to be developed about hooking up to the sewer. So we don't even know if you are going to be required to hook up if you're in the area to be sewered. So some of the businesses that spent a lot of money in a septic system, like the Valley Tavern and the Boat School, you know, they may not see an advantage to hooking up to the sewer, and it may be that they will not be required to hook up.
So you use the term maybe. So again, you say there's not a whole lot of givens in this situation.
What you do is you make certain assumptions. You know, it's just like out in Carlsberg is the closest and in time and distance where a sewer was put in Carlsberg, Clallam County did not require the residences to hook up to the sewer, but I do believe they required the businesses to hook up to the sewer. But the core area that's been designated has very few residences in it. The Garden Court Apartments is in it and the Mobile Home Park is in it. The apartments are managed by Peninsula Housing Authority, and they have stated repeatedly that they do want to have the sewer because they want to build more apartments. The mobile home park, actually under state law, does not have to hook up. They have an RCW that says that they don't have to. The owner of that park has said, though, that he wants the ability to hook up to sewer because he has quite a few other mobile home parks, and some of them he's had issues with putting septics in because they don't perk. So the ability to be able to hook up is important to him.
One of the questions you put in there, Craig, was how much does it cost to hook up? Are you referring to a cost to the individual? What was your intent on that question?
They break up the sewer into four different costs. The treatment plant, the collection system, and then they have the monthly maintenance and repair, you know, your monthly bill. And then they have what they call the side sewer. That's from your place out to the street. So depending on the property, the side sewer costs could be different. And it also depends on how large, for instance, they go by water usage, and the highest consumer of water is, I believe, the laundromat. But QFC is also way up there, as are the various restaurants. So the, bearing in mind the costs, usually in a lot of systems, they will form a local improvement district, and that's to assess the property owners. I understand that now they, because they've gotten so much grant money, that they are not going to form a local improvement district. So actually, from what they were originally envisioning to now, the cost has probably dropped quite a lot. Because I know my property, the assessment for the collection system was going to be around $100,000. And then you would have the hookup, which pays for the sewage treatment plant. I think they were originally looking at around $8,500. But that all was on basically the property owners funding about half the sewer. Now they've gotten grant money, and I expect that the cost of the sewer is going to drop considerably from what they originally told us to the property owner.
So the next question that I was going to ask is, how much will the sewer cost the collective residents of Port Hedlock? And I think you just answered that, correct?
It shouldn't cost anyone outside the designated sewer area a dime. The residents that are up in Hedlock to the north and Irondale, even farther north from that, won't have to pay for the sewer. And that's one of the misconceptions being put out there, is that they will have to pay. Well, that's not true. It's illegal for them to charge you for a service that you do not get. They can't do that. Now, if it does eventually go outside the core area, then the people where the service is extended to would have to pay. I don't know what that is. They're not even anticipating that right now.
Now, septic tanks work. I know that because in my last house, I had a septic tank. So why do we need to build a sewer here in Port Hedlock?
It all has to do with density. So septics work, yes, for homes, for some businesses, but as the water usage goes up, they usually figure pretty much most of the water going to the house or business is going to end up going to the sewer or in the septic tank. Now, if you have something like a nursery or something where you're watering plants, you usually put in a different water meter, so you're not charged sewage rates on that water. But the higher uses, the higher the densities, for instance, an apartment building, the whole point of an apartment building is to try to lower your per unit cost. But the problem is, with a septic system, it takes up a lot of land. For your septic field, you have to have a reserve septic field. It's not so much the tank itself, but you see, the tank doesn't get rid of the septic water. The drain field gets rid of the septic water. Most of the solids stay in the tank, but the solids really aren't the issue. I mean, you get your septic tank pumped, they take it someplace and can compost it or process it. That's not the issue. It's the septic water. And that septic water has, of course, all kinds of different pathogens in it, you know, viruses and bacteria. And in a septic field, we use the soil to filter it out. Well, underneath that, eventually you get into your water table, and that's where we get our water. So only a fool would want to contaminate their water source. The other thing that a lot of people don't realize is there's nitrates, which is a chemical, mostly from urine. And if that gets in the water, it can also cause problems. Blue baby syndrome is one. It's not a good thing. And Hedlock, most of it is a critical aquifer recharge area. So they know that the water goes, rains, wherever the water comes from, septic field, rain, it percolates down into the aquifer, which we're pumping out to drink. So it's kind of a smart thing to try to eliminate contamination of your water supply. The sewage treatment plant will treat the water to a Class A standard, which is as close to drinking water as you can get. You could actually process it further and actually drink it. There are some places in the world that do that. What the plan is with this system is to put it into a rapid infiltration pond. And that pond really won't really be a pond. The water will just sink right into the ground is what the anticipated thing. And so it will be clean to the point to we don't have to worry about contaminating our aquifer.
So if somebody says, I have a septic system that works, I want to opt out. I don't want to be part of the sewer because I just don't want to pay the extra. What would happen?
Well, if you're in the sewer area, what could happen is you could do that possibly, but you wouldn't get the urban zoning. So the incentive, which is a pretty good incentive, especially if you want to redevelop your property, would be to hook up to the sewer. And at this point, I think the sewer is cheaper than putting in a new septic system. And a septic field is usually good for about 30 years. They all fail. They eventually fail because you see the little pathogens that go out with the water to the septic field, they die eventually. And they leave behind a little tiny carcass, sort of like bones, if you would say. And that's what makes the soil nice and black, and it's really good for farming. But that plugs up the soil. And so then eventually what happens is the septage surfaces, right? It doesn't go down. It starts coming up. And when they go to inspect your septic field, it will be condemned. And nowadays, you have to get, if you pull a building permit, you have to have an inspection for a gravity system every 3 years and for a pump system every year. They're aware that while most people think their septic is just fine, that may not be the case when you go to inspect it.
Now, you use the term UGA, urban growth area. What exactly, in terms of Port Hadlock, what is the urban growth area? Because I believe that's where the sewer is going to be built, yes?
Well, it's not going to encompass the whole UGA. The sewer is only going to be in the commercial core of basically Nessus Corner Road and up Irondale Road as far as the post office and down Chimicum Road as far as the sheriff's office. So it won't go out at this time to Rhody Drive because that is just more cost. And so to get this going, it took a change of outlook on what they wanted. Originally, they had designed a sewer system to include Rhody Drive so it would encompass all of the commercial areas. It also was going to be a big fixed plant that they would build and much more than they need initially, but it would be built for the whole UGA. And then they were going to use a gravity sewer system. Well, you have a big pipe and it slowly drops down and gets deeper and deeper. And when you get down about 30 feet, then you have to put in $1 million pump station. Well, they had planned 6 of these pump stations. And so the cost was very high. So a group of us looked at this and went to them and said, this is what you need to do. Cut the sewer area in half by excluding Rhody Drive at this point. Go with a pressurized collection system rather than a gravity system. And then technology has came along in the treatment area and you can purchase basically these membrane bioreactors. They're built in the factory. They come in a truck. You pick them off, set them on a concrete slab, maybe put a roof over it. It's a lot cheaper. And they're modular, so you can add on as you need more sewage treatment. So all of those three things cut the cost in half. And now, because of COVID, there's a lot of money flowing, and they were able to get the grant money to build the sewage treatment. So everything kind of coalesced at the right time. And once it's built, now extending it is much easier because you just, it's just smaller pipes in the road. Maybe the biggest would be 4-inch, and you don't have to worry about gravitating to a pump station, because at every house or every business, there will be a grinder pump in a tank where the sewage goes into that, and then that pumps to the sewage treatment plant.
So where is that sewage treatment plant going to be built, and will it stink?
So the sewage treatment plant is built, going to be built on some property that was purchased by the Lopeman family. It's north of Lopeman Road, south of Nessus Corner Road, and east of the Chimicum Creek Estates. And so that's the treatment plant. Then the question about smell. At any time, something could smell, but this plant is state of the art. And I believe that's all been taken into account. It's not the old style, like Port Townsend has the old style system, where they have big treatment ponds that are open to the air. It's not going to be like that.
This is something a lot of people will be interested in. Where does the treated water go?
The treated water will go to a rapid infiltration pond located just south of Lopeman Road. And they did an extensive amount of geotechnical studies on that property to ensure that the water would basically go down into the ground and go to the aquifer, but it'll also go to recharge Chimicum Creek, is what they anticipated. And this water's so clean that they can actually, it could flow into the creek.
Well, you anticipated my next question as well. It was going to be, will the sewer pollute? And then beyond that, will it have any effect on the local salmon?
No, is the answer to that question. Some of the sewage treatment plants down in Seattle have had problems with polluting, but that's because they tied their stormwater system into the sewage treatment. And in a heavy rain, it overwhelmed the sewage treatment plant. We will not have stormwater tied into this sewage treatment plant. It will be only hooked up to your sewer line and not to anything else. And so they can control much better what's going into the plant. They also build in redundancy. These plants are generally pretty redundant. So, and it's much more modern. The stuff Seattle had was built back in the 70s. You know, this is a modern plant, so it's 50 years later.
Who's going to be in charge? Who will operate the sewer system?
Well, the Jefferson County will own the system. I believe they're in talks with the Public Utility District of Jefferson County to either do at least billing, possibly manage the whole project and do the operations. That's going to be something that the PUD is going to have to decide on whether they want to do it or not. As far as the operation side, the other possible local outfits to do that would be the City of Port Townsend, because they have experience with their sewage treatment plant. But this exact same system was built over in Port Gamble, and Kitsap PUD operates that. So that would also be a possibility, is to get Kitsap PUD to operate this plant.
We're talking with Craig Durgan, an engineer, businessman, and chair of the Port Hadlock Homeowners Committee, and we're talking about the sewer system. During the construction, will we see a traffic nightmare in the Port Hadlock area?
I don't believe so, because by going to a pressurized collection system, they use smaller pipes. They don't have to be dug down as far as a gravity system, and they can be at the side of the road rather than down the middle of the road. So just to clarify one thing, we don't call ourselves the Homeowners Association. We are just property owners.
I think the term I heard was Homeowners Committee. Is that accurate?
No, the county called us the Sewer Working Group.
Okay.
And the reason for that, they had a lot of different reasons for things, but they didn't want it to appear like we were part of the county. In other words, we were not convened on behalf of the county. We had really no standing with the county. We were a private group of property owners that petitioned the county to build the sewer. And then they met with us just like they would any other group. But we are outside the county. It's not like we're the planning commission or some legal group in the county. And a lot of that had to do with meeting requirements, public disclosure stuff. But we were never a group that was impaneled by the county.
My last question, Craig, is always the same. Is there anything I did not ask you about that you want to add?
I think this will probably be one of the largest things to happen in this area in a very long time. And I'm talking maybe all the way back to when they built the bridge across Hood Canal. It'll make a big difference. It'll give us places to have affordable housing, to build apartment buildings. QFC would be able to expand. Right now, it's really kind of grossly undersized, and it's got a very poor parking lot. The access in and out of the store is horrible. What QFC does, I don't know. I don't have a clue what they're going to do, but I have a pretty good suspicion that they will build a new store. If it's on that site, I couldn't say, but QFC, they bought the business. They didn't buy the land. I've heard through the grapevine it's one of the highest grossing QF stores in the area. And I'm talking Western Washington. I'm pretty sure that they put a lot of money. They just put in a new septic for $500,000. So, I mean, they're committed to this area. And if we get them a sewer, I'm pretty sure that we'll have a nice store built for us, which I would like to see.
And bottom line, you're quite confident that the sewage system in Port Hadlock, when it becomes reality, is not going to be an environmental hazard to the waters or anything else around here, yes?
No, I think it would be a big plus for the environment, because right now we're basically putting a septic water on top of our ground, and it's eventually getting down into our aquifer. And the biggest danger is nitrates. We don't want to have that get into our aquifer. I mean, that's a very valuable resource, our aquifer. And right now, we're risking contaminating the aquifer by using septic systems. The sewage treatment plant will eliminate that. And so it's a very big plus on the environmental side.
With Craig Durgan, engineer, businessman, and active member of the movement to get a sewer system built in Port Hadlock, this is David Cunningham for the KPTZ News Team. The Compass airs Saturdays at noon, with repeat airings Mondays at noon and 5 p.m., exclusively here on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend.